Weeds have and will continue to be a problem for cotton producers. Dr. Larry Steckel, row crop weed specialist and professor of weed science at the University of Tennessee, joins us with some insight on better management practices to consider this season.
It's a big concern. Last several years, we've had good prices for most of the crops, and it's a little easier sell to use two different herbicides that are effective when, in a lot of cases, you can get by with just one.
From a resistance management standpoint,
using two effective herbicide modes of action, both what you would think in theory and actually what the recent research data out of Illinois would suggest, you're going to see less likelihood of resistance developing to further herbicides if you use two that are effective any given year.
Also, don't rule out the tried and true methods.
From a resistance management standpoint and stewarding these herbicides, because we've got to live with ones we've got, the only way to preserve them is to not just use them and use them alone, but use them either with other herbicides that are effective or with cultural practices that are effective, like tillage, cultivation, even hand weeding. A lot of our growers, especially our cotton growers, got hand weeding crews. That's an effective mode of action. So all those things can really help preserve any more resistance from happening going forward.